What had happened to Bobby Garfield? Had he gone to Vietnam? Joined the Flower Children? Married? Fathered children? Died of pancreatic cancer? Sully didn't know. All he knew for sure was that Bobby had changed somehow in the summer of 1960. The summer Sully had won a free week at the YMCA camp on Lake George and had left town with his mother. Carol had stayed through high school, and even if she had never looked at him quite the way she had looked at Bobby, he had been her first, and she his. One night, out in the country behind some Newburgh dairy farmer's barn full of lowing cattle, Sully remembered smelling sweet perfume on her throat as he came. Why that odd cross-connection between Pagano and his coffin and the friends of his childhood? Perhaps because Pags had looked a little bit like Bobby had looked in those bygone days. Bobby's hair had been dark red instead of black, but he'd had that same skinny build and angular face and the same freckles, yeah. Both Pags and Bobby with that Opie Taylor spray of freckles across the cheeks and the bridge of the nose. Or maybe it was just because when someone dies, you think about the past. The past. Fucking past. Now, the Caprice was down to 20 miles an hour and the traffic stopped dead farther up just shy of exit 9, but Sully still didn't notice. On WKND, the oldies station, ? And the Mysterians were singing 96 Tears, and he was thinking about walking down the center aisle of the chapel with Diefenbaker in front of him, walking up to the coffin for his first look at Pagano while the canned hymns played. Abide with me was the current ditty wafting through the air above Pagano's corpse. Pags, who had been perfectly happy to sit for hours with the .50 caliber propped up beside him and his pack on his lap and a deck of Winstons parked in the strap of his helmet playing Going Up the Country over and over again. Any resemblance to Bobby Garfield was long gone, Sully saw as he looked into the coffin. The mortician had done a job good enough to justify the open coffin. But Peg still had the loose-skinned, sharp-chinned look of a fat man who has spent his final months on the cancer diet, the one they never write up in the National Enquirer, the one that consists of radiation, injected chemical poisons, and all the potato chips you want. Remember the harmonicas? Diefenbaker asked. I remember, Sully said. I remember everything. It came out sounding weird, and Diefenbaker glanced at him.